A heart-searching appeal. Not released, Ellen White remained. As she went before the workers in the early morning meeting on Wednesday, October 24, she felt she must lay restraints aside and in the fear of God bear a bold message of reproof and rebuke. Writing of the experience, she declared, "Through the grace of Christ I experienced a divine compelling power to stand before my ministering brethren, in the name of the Lord, hoping and praying that the Lord would open the blind eyes. I was strengthened to say the words which my secretary took in shorthand." What she said that Wednesday morning to the rather restricted group of ministers may be read as the morning talk, now appearing in A.V. Olson's 13 Crisis Years, pages 300,303. As she opened her address, she said in part, "Now our meeting is drawing to a close, and not one confession has been made. There has not been a single break so as to let the Spirit of God in. Now I was saying, what was the use of our assembling here together and for our ministering brethren to come in if they are here only to shut out the Spirit of God from the people? We did hope that there would be a turning to the Lord here. Perhaps you feel that you have all you want. I have been awake since 2 o'clock and I have been praying, but I cannot see the work making the advancement that I wish I could. I have been talking and pleading with you, but it does not seem to make any difference with you. I never was more alarmed than at the present time. Now, I have been taken down through the first rebellion, and I saw the workings of Satan, and I know something about this matter that God has opened before me, and should not I be alarmed? See also Olson, Op. Cit. P. 300. Never before had she spoken so boldly to this group of responsible workers. She felt that souls and the future of the cause of God were at stake, for before her were the men who would be leading the church in the days to come. After speaking for some time, she closed her solemn remarks, stating, "This investigation must go forward. All the object I had was that the light should be gathered up, and let the Savior come in. I don't expect my testimony is pleasing, yet I shall bear it in God's fear. God knows there is a preparation going on here to fit these ministers for the work, and unless we are converted, God does not want us. These truths will stand just as long as time shall last. You want the eye salve that you can see, and Jesus will help you if you will come to Him as little children. May God help us to seek Him with all our hearts. Matter that God has opened before me, and should not I be alarmed? See also Olson, Op. Cit., pages 302, 303. In the heart of this earnest appeal, she made a statement that must have startled her hearers. "If the ministers will not receive the light, I want to give the people a chance, perhaps they may receive it. God did not raise me up to come across the plains to speak to you, and you sit here to question His message and question whether Sister White is the same as she used to be in years gone by. I have in many things gone way back and given you that which was given me in years past, because then you acknowledged Sister White was right. But somehow it has changed now, and Sister White is different. Just like the Jewish nation. There is the danger. God has shown me that there would be a deceitful handling of the Word of God. I have been shown that when debaters handle these truths, unless they have the Spirit of God, they handle them with their own efforts. They will, by making false theories and false statements, build up a structure that will not stand the test of God. This is what the Lord has shown me." See also Olson, Op. Cit., pages 300-1302.